On their tacos here at Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. We're in Doraville, guys. Peachtree Industrial and Tilly Mill just gave away a chance. And by the way, it's going on as we speak, right? We've got the soccer competition where we've got kind of like a Dave and Buster's where you play the skeet ball, but it's using your feet to kick a ball to win tickets to see World Cup action at, air quotes, Atlanta Stadium, because as we know, the Benz has to change names because the marketing rights with FIFA. And a guy who knows all about marketing rights, Carl, because he's really smart in that department, is Steve Coonan, who joins us now on the Sweet James Accident Attorney Hotline. By the way, my Bosnia bet not looking so good. Canada with an equalizer. Yeah, I know. 9 minutes ago. Steve, you betting on World Cup?
I'm not sure I've heard anything more depressing than my Bosnia bet is not looking good.
Now, I've got
my
good
bet to you is, if I showed you a map, what continent?
Oh, now hold on. You stepped in, and I've got good friends over there, Sparky. I've been to Sarajevo before the war. That is in the Balkans. Okay. That is the former Yugoslavia. Technically, now, Serbian folks listening would be upset, but generally the Serbians are the bad guys. The Bosnians are the good people.
I stand both corrected and shocked.
I thought, Steve, we had this conversation. You knew I used to sell contraband Levi's through the Balkans.
We've never talked about the Balkans.
We
talked about a lot of things, not the Balkans.
Yes, spending time in the Greek islands. Yes,
beautiful.
We had a Levi's business. They wanted things that were American just 3 years after the wall came down. So it was a strange time. Back to you, Steve.
We had a Levi's business. We're going to leave it there because I'm sure the IRS does listen on Friday afternoon. So for
I was an expatriate.
Good.
There's no way to fight the statute of limitations. Steve,
exactly.
What do you think? We'll start with World Cup. We'll get to the NBA Finals. But the buzz around Atlanta and what's going on right across the street from where your office is, what's going on over there at Centennial Yards for this week and beyond?
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I looked out my window yesterday when I heard a mariachi band light it up about noon. It's like, I was on a Zoom, and it's like, you have the radio on? It's like, get over it. Moving on. I was impressed with the turnout in the park yesterday. I mean, it was a great turnout in the park, and the park looked fantastic. I think the organizing committee and the Sports Council, Dan Corso, have done a brilliant job. I'm excited for the first game on Monday. Our terrific city council has given people open container privileges, mm-hmm. which means you can walk around certain zones in Atlanta, including near our building and headed to the new soccer stadium, carrying a cocktail or mm-hmm. a beer, which has never been allowed before. So we will have beverages, adult beverages, for sale on your walk to the stadium. And so our friends at Budweiser and our good people will be out there. If you want a cocktail before the game or a beer after the game, swing on by, because traffic's going to be something. So,
right on.
And then we hope everybody, rides MARTA. So we want our city to make a great impression, and we want it to be fun. I've been fortunate and been to the World Cup before. This is pretty special. So we've got a huge amount of concert programming going on because we want people to see Atlanta alive. I don't know if either one of you guys went to Cosm or if you've talked about it on air, but I've
Steak
never
was
seen
just,
anything
I
like it.
Talk to Steak. Have you been there yet, Carl?
I have not. I know it just
Steak was
underway
with us last
now.
Friday night.
Yes, and I've gotten the Dukes. You're not going to believe this. Oh my God, this is the best thing I've seen in Atlanta. Right. What? Tell us your experience.
Well, my experience was when Tony Wrestler got up to go see something else. Steak sat next to me, and he was effusive. He was taking video and doing programming and. You know, it was great seeing how excited he was because I felt the same thing. I thought it was – I've been fortunate and went to the Sphere to see a couple of shows there. It's the most incredible sports viewing, and I think Sunday night's UFC fights are going to be insane there, insane.
Right.
I think boxing's going to be incredible. I think football's going to be magnificent. Very little gets me – from going to my couch to watch the Georgia away game, but I'm going to try to go to Cosm and have some folks at Cosm. It was spectacular. I looked to my right at one time, and I saw a 70-foot Mike Brown, coach of the Knicks. It's like, whoa. It's incredible, and I urge all of our listeners to go give it a try. Great place and a great attraction, and I'm happy it's one of the first things that opened at Centennial Yard. Somebody said to me today, yeah, but the World Cup tickets there are expensive. Well, they're a fraction of what they are inside the stadium.
Correct.
And the views are 1,000 times better.
It's a great point.
All right, so, Steve, five being perfection, how many potato latkes do you give Kasem?
Okay, in your racist borderline anti-Semitic rating system, I would give them 6 out of 5.
I'm glad you said it. What? Potato latkes. Steak Steve, has the knish. I went with latkes.
Steve, I'm glad you said it. Hey, it's Steve Kooning, guys. Let's talk about how far away do you think our Hawks are when you watch these NBA finals, Steve? You watch the Knicks. You watch the Spurs. It's been a great, entertaining finals. But I'm just talking about being an executive as you are and where you sit. Does it feel like we're far away when you watch these teams in the finals?
You know, I'm a data and fact-based kind of person.
Sure.
I saw us play the Knicks really well for 3 games, and then I saw the Knicks go to another gear. It's hard to judge. I mean, they've devastated 2 other teams, and what they've done to the Spurs, you know, it's interesting. Both of our victories were 1-point victories. So, you know, Mike Brown talked about the 80-foot coach of the Knicks, talked about luck. The other day, and he's right. Luck has this huge, I've talked about it on the show 100 times over the past decade. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, San Antonio has led every game.
Yes,
they've led more minutes every game. They've led by double digits in the first quarter in every game, but yet they can't close. And I like we got closers. That's a big piece. I like we've got veterans. Is there more talent that we need? Yes, of course there is. Of course there is. We, you know, the depth. I mean, did anybody think OG Anunoby was, you know, one of the best players in the NBA prior to the playoffs and finals? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think he's made an all-star team. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's I think he's been the MVP. And then you look at Karl Anthony Towns, and then you look at Brunson, and, you know, so their depth. So I think this draft is really important. And where we are positioned at 8, it's one of the key positions in the draft. Do you trade up? Do you trade down? Do you move to get more assets? So there's a tremendous amount of decisions, but I'm really happy with our, you know, our front office team, and of course our coach Quinn Snyder, who's an integral part of making those decisions. And there have been really, really, really good workouts of folks flying into our city. We're not doing a lot of publicity about that because it's not about, you know, making news. It's about getting the right pick. So who flew in? People, basketball players,
tall people.
They're all tall.
Some. No, no, no.
All right.
I mean, there you go. See, compared to me, they're all tall. Compared to you, they're all tall.
Right. But, so what do you make, Steve, by the way, and we're talking with Steve Kooning, guys, the Hawks CEO, what do you make of all the rumors? Are they just that? I mean, a lot of clickbait out there about us being in the mix for some of those big names that might be out there. I mean, we're talking either a trade for an established star.
I haven't seen any of that. Sorry.
Well, I can't. Steve can't mention specifics, Carl. But there's a lot of things that have been linked to. It rhymes with Austin Reeves.
Wait a minute.
Let me ask
Steve,
you a question. How often do those things come true, Michael?
Never. But it's
so
fun to talk about stuff.
What are we talking about? The rumors?
What? You know, why are you going to break my ball, Steve? We're just having fun. I mean, it's out there. Hawks fans see this. They go, well, ask Steve about it. So I asked Steve about it.
Steve, you're right, though.
I'm sorry.
It's true.
I did not touch your private.
you're right. Lots. It's hard that those things come true. All right, let me ask you this before we get out of here. Steve Kooning, our guest, guys.
Let's ask me a legitimate question.
We are. We're about to.
Well, no, one of you are. You are, Carl.
The viewership numbers, and look, we love your TV background, and that's one of the things that you offer our audience that so many folks around the country can't get. But what you're seeing with the viewership numbers, is this a result of Wimby, or is it that we're just getting great games? Do you think this happens regardless if it was Wimby or not?
I think it's the perfect storm, and you also have the number one TV market in the country.
New York.
Yes. Don't ever dismiss the power of New York.
Okay.
Well, here's a question.
When it comes to television.
Okay, here's a question for you.
Well, he wasn't finished answering my question.
Finish answering, Carl, then I'll ask my question.
Because the numbers look great, Steve, and
The biggest market in the country playing the most unique talent that's been in the NBA in decades with compelling games and a new Nielsen measurement system that actually accounts for, you know, when we go to one of your great establishments that sponsor the show.
Sports bars.
Or sports bars. Much easier said. Thank you, Michael. the ratings have never been counted in there. And now somebody's got one of those little key fobs in their pocket, and there's audio cues that are embedded into the broadcast that they record how long that person heard. In some conversations with Fox about showing games inside of our building, their biggest concern was the audio. There'll be people in the park who have those fobs, and those will count. They've never counted before. That said, these are Michael Jordan-esque ratings, which I never thought we would be capable of, both with the game and with the new media world we live in. And they are stunning. So,
and just a follow
up to start an 11-year TV deal. Yes,
right.
Mike, you had a question.
I saw your hand up. I'm just curious, Stephen.
Steve, he's on point.
We heard Ben Stiller on ESPN with Chuck and the guys basically saying, he goes, oh, no, I don't have season tickets. I get these for free.
Uh-oh.
So do the Hawks give celebrities in Atlanta free tickets?
You know, it depends. Like the Knicks do, the answer is no. Anne Hathaway went to a game in Atlanta with her family and sat with my wife and I. We did not charge her. For the most part, you know, for the most part, first of all, they do it. And the reason they do it the way they do is if you're in the arena or you're watching their local broadcast, Celebrities Row is brought to you by a real estate company up there. So they're making much more money in sponsorship than they are in the tickets. And
well,
there's
it seems
a lot
like
of rules.
Right. Now, it seems like Salsa needs to get on this. It seems like you're leaving some money on the table, Steve.
Are you criticizing Salsa?
Well, he said to me, listen. Listen, honey. He's in New York. I might have gotten away with that.
You know what, though? I'm glad you said this, Steve, because people are wondering, when they heard Ben Stiller say that, they said, okay, well, what's going on with our
Hawks? Is Chalamet dropping $40,000 a night to watch the Knicks?
Correct. But you're telling us, and that's a great point, that there's advertising connected to that, and they're making actual money on the back end.
Oh, yeah. They're doing just fine, or trust me, that organization would not be doing it. They're not doing this for celebrity philanthropy. They're doing it because they're making money on the back end. But again, their rules are each one of those celebrities have to be friendly to the camera. They have to do press. They have to be in their seat. They cannot leave the game early.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's why they didn't leave the other night.
No, because they're big fans.
That's exactly why they didn't leave the other night.
That's why they didn't leave the other night. Okay.
They are not allowed to leave. They also have to go to Jim Dolan's private suite.
Oh, God.
At halftime.
Is it worth that?
Oof.
Really?
I've never been invited.
You wouldn't want to.
Well, I want to see what's going on up there, Mike.
Dolan. I can't get – I want rope Steven. This Dolan's just – great if he was out of the sports business.
Steve, I'm so glad you're laying this out.
Anyway, that's interesting.
Yeah,
all right.
Because a lot of Hawks fans were wondering how they work that.
Anytime. I'm happy to help, you know, with any knowledge I can drop.
I give you 5 latkes today. That was a good segment.
Don't listen to Mike. Hey, go Dogs. Big game tomorrow, College World Series. And we appreciate you as always. Thanks so much, Steve Koonin.
All right, hold on 1 second. Say hello to Atlanta.
Hi.
Baby, the grandbaby.
Oh, Steve, we had a follow-up we never followed up with. You survived that horrible Uber ride. How many stars did you give the driver?
I'm not going to tell you what I gave the driver.
All right.
Hey, how's the grandbaby, Steve?
I literally thought I was going to die last Friday. And by the way, all kidding aside, folks, Mike and I are really good friends. He was very kind to follow up to see how I was, and his wife wanted to really know what was happening. So
It's true.
How old's the grandbaby, Steve?
She's good. She keeps asking, why is that security camera in the backyard? Because we're getting ready to go outside and play. Okay. It's okay. It's good.
Okay. Hey, enjoy her and enjoy your weekend. Mm. Thanks so much again.
I will. Take care, guys. Look forward to next week.
Yes,
sir. Man, Steve Coonan. Business is booming for the association right now.
Yeah, man. And business is going to be booming for the World Cup as well. A big shout out to our friends at Michelob Ultra. They found, and we have a winner. Mike, by the way, I was over there. That's what I was doing when you started the segment. But I got to give a big shout out to Wooly. Karen Wooly, she came through, and she is a part of Eagle Rock and director of the craft brands. They're doing all this stuff, obviously, with us and Michelob Ultra. You see the commercials nationwide. They're promoting soccer. It's been great. But we had a great winner here, and everywhere we're out, guys, with these parties, we're going to be doing that. They will give you a chance to win tickets.
Right, see soccer right here at the, air quotes, Atlanta Stadium.
Yeah, so make sure you stay tuned. Karen, thank you so much for coming by. All right, we come back. Speaking of soccer. Mike Conti's here. We need to pick his brain. Team USA plays tonight. We are watching a match as we speak. Obviously, he is the voice of Atlanta United. We will get his take on where this is right now for Team USA. Coming up. Stay there.